Welcome to the Liverpool Village Walking Tour 2, Oswego Street and Beyond. The Liverpool Village Walking Tours are collaboratively produced by Liverpool Public Library and the Village of Liverpool Historian's Office. History abounds in the Village of Liverpool. This latest installment of our walking tours takes place in houses, green spaces, and monuments put on them. Stroll, imagine, and enjoy, but please stay on the sidewalk. From the 2nd Street entrance of the library, go to the corner of Tulip and 2nd Streets. Cross at 2nd, then Tulip. Turn right and walk north on Tulip Street, about half a block, to 407 Tulip Street. Cafe at 407 Tulip Street. It's 1929. Billy Frank's Whale Food Store at 407 Tulip Street is offering Kellogg's Corn Flakes for 7 cents and a pound of butter for 28 cents. Cash only, please. In 1938, Fred Wagner took over the building and opened Liverpool Hardware. The hardware store offered tools and housewares, paint and sporting goods, gardening supplies, glass installations, pipe threading, and do-it-yourself machine rentals, all in the days before big-box hardware stores. The building later housed Liverpool stationers and other businesses. The cafe at 407 and the nonprofit Ophelia's Place opened at this location in 2003. Proceed north on Tulip Street to the corner of Tulip and Oswego Streets. Walk to the entrance of the church parking lot on Tulip Street, about 150 feet. The Presbyterian Church at 603 Tulip Street. The brick First Presbyterian Church building is a church that Salt built, dating from 1862 and dedicated on March 6, 1863. Prosperous salt manufacturers contributed heavily to its construction. The architect was Horatio Nelson White, who lived from 1814 to 1892. The architect of Syracuse University's Hall of Languages, the Gridley Building in downtown Syracuse, and many others. White's fee was $50. This style is called Second Empire, with its steeply sloping mansard roof and towers. The clock in the tower was installed in 1892 and was originally the official village clock. The Village of Liverpool paid $25 per year for use of the tower and maintenance of the clock. The Liverpool Presbyterian Congregation was first formed in 1829 and met in a school building that stood in Johnson Park. A wooden structure was constructed on the current site in 1841, but became so dilapidated it was replaced by the current structure. Look across Tulip Street at the small park. Grandy Park. This little triangle park that sits between Tamarack, Tulip, and Park Streets was known as the Village Green in early Liverpool and later renamed Grandy Park after Mayor Ray Grandy, who served from 1951 to 1967. In the early 1800s, it was part of a larger two-block green space. Militia parades and general training were held in this area, and there were popular annual events. Some people said there was more gin than training in general training. A resident born in 1825 and interviewed in 1894 remembered, "It was always a great day for the village and surrounding country. The officers were mostly mounted. Guns were not a necessity at all. Gingerbread, however, was. It came in large cards streaked in parallel lines one way. One streak was a cut and its price was 1 cent." The interviewer wrote, "With 1 or 2 cents for gingerbread, and the martial music of the fife and drum putting life, spring, and a mysterious inspiration of something into everybody, the flood of tide of juvenile happiness seemed to have been reached." Just past Grandy Park, on Tulip and Park Streets, is a small neighborhood of modest Greek Revival-style houses, likely all built about the same time in the mid-1840s. They may have been constructed by the same builder, perhaps built on speculation. That is to say, constructed to sell. The yellow one facing the park is a good example. You can see the characteristic eave returns in the small windows on the wing portion of the house. Walk back to the corner of Tulip and Oswego Streets. Turn left across Tulip Street. Stop in front of the first building on the corner. 612 Oswego Street. This house dates to before 1860. It was a substantial Greek Revival home when built, but its architectural details are now lost. Since about 1893, this building has had mixed residential and business uses. including law offices, a candy shop, gas station, restaurants, pharmacies, a tattoo parlor, and a barber shop. Go to the next building on Oswego Street, marked as the Masonic Temple. The Masonic Lodge at 608 Oswego Street. Masons have been active in Liverpool since the village was settled. Liverpool Lodge 525 of the Free and Accepted Masons, or the FNAM, was chartered in 1862. The lodge met upstairs at 301 First Street and various other meeting rooms until the organization moved into its own building here, constructed in 1918. Continue down Oswego Street to the next two buildings, a church and an office building. The Methodist Church. The Methodist congregation formed in 1820, the 11 members meeting first in members' houses and then in an 1827 building in Johnson Park, shared with other congregations and local school children. The church purchased the Johnson Park Union Building in 1841 next to today's library. The Union Building was demolished in 1995. The brick portion of the current church was built in 1856 in the Greek Revival style. The church was enlarged in 1873 and has been expanded several times since. The Blue Office Building at the corner of Oswego and Vine Streets at 600 Oswego Street. This 1896 building, now much altered, was constructed for St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The congregation was formed by German immigrants to Liverpool and incorporated in 1854, and they met first in a church building on the corner of Vine and Hazel Streets. Later, they met in this building, which features a spire and stained glass windows by arts and craft artist Henry Keck. The windows are now in the collection of Onondaga Historical Association. Services were delivered in German into the 20th century. The congregation moved to their current brick building on Hazel Street in 1966. Proceed in the same direction to the corner of Oswego and Vine Streets. Cross Vine Street. Note the building with the two white pillars in front of you. 514 Oswego Street. This house was built about 1910 by Leonard Scherer on the site of an old tavern and oyster saloon. It was a Sears Roebuck mail order kit. The plan and materials arrived by train, and Scherer used his carpentry skills to build the house himself. This building was later the office and home of Dr. Robert Hagen, who moved there in 1927. In 1942, Hagen charged $2 for an office visit and $3 for a house call. Turn left on Vine Street, then walk one block and cross Hazel Street at the corner of Hazel and Vine. Note the building to your right on the corner. 602 Vine Street, the Weicker House. This late 19th century house is an example of Queen Anne Revival style. It was built for Fred Weicker, who lived from 1864 to 1935, who had a prosperous coal and willow steaming business in the 100 block of First Street. Weicker also had a political career, serving as Salina Town Supervisor in 1908 and again in 1914, and Onondaga County Sheriff from 1910 to 1912. The house later became a funeral home and then lawyers' offices. Continue on Vine Street to the corner of Vine and Aspen Streets. Note the house to the left, across Vine Street. 609 Vine Street, the Hicks House. This Greek Revival cobblestone house, unique in the village, was built in 1854 for Jonathan P. Hicks. It features a full pediment and massive columns. Hicks came to Liverpool before 1822 and lived in the early years on First Street next to his 1839 cobblestone hotel. He prospered from his mercantile ventures, the hotel and the salt industry, and was a major contributor to his church and the growing community. Now look to your right to the building on the corner with the cupola on its roof. 608 and 610 Vine Street, the Bassett House. This house was built for Jared Bassett, a salt manufacturer, in the late 1850s. It was a prosperous time for the salt industry. This house is a grand example of our local Italianate style, the houses that Salt built, featuring stucco garland trim, and unlike many others of this vintage, still has its cupola. The cupola was practical as well as stylish. In the summer, the cupola windows would be opened to vent the hot air from the upper floors of the building. In the early 20th century, this house belonged to the Stevens family, which raised prize cattle in a business known as the Brookside Herd. Stevens cattle auctions, held at an auction house on Old Liverpool Road, drew buyers from all over the world. Look beyond the Bassett House at the apartment building behind it. 109 Aspen Street. This building, behind 608 to 610 Vine Street, is now converted to apartments but was originally part of the Stevens property on the corner. It was designed for Ralph Stevens in 1915 by famed architect Ward Wellington Ward as a creamery and used in conjunction with the cattle business. Ward's own home was located on Old Liverpool Road, later converted to Lemoyne Manor and recently demolished. Now you can turn right at the corner and stroll down Aspen Street to the corner at Cypress Street. The 100 block of Aspen Street. This block of modest 19th century houses could be called Willow Row. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, basket makers worked here at 108, 105, 104, and 103, while a workshop still stands behind 108 Aspen Street. Willow basket weaving supported much of the village at the time, and this little block is one of several willow rows in the village. From the corner of Aspen and Cypress Streets, look across Cypress Street. 418 Cypress Street. This house was originally the late 19th century home of Catholic Church St. Joseph's Rectory. It was moved about two blocks along Cypress Street to this site in 1961 to make way for the new post office. Turn right, then walk two blocks to the corner of Cypress and Oswego Streets. Look across Cypress to your left. The post office and gas station. St. Joseph the Worker Church and Rectory stood on this site from 1889 to 1958, when a new church and school were opened at the church's current site on Tulip and 6th Streets. The earliest post office was located on 1st Street, near the corner of Tulip Street. The first postmaster was appointed in 1839. Over the years, it has moved to 304 Tulip Street, 330 1st Street, and 103 3rd Street. Looking up Oswego Street from this corner toward Old Liverpool Road was a row of basket makers' houses and shops, some of which lasted into the 1960s. You could see the weavers' products hanging on the front porches of their houses and displayed for sale on the front lawns, an iconographic memory of the village for many older residents. Today, the block contains modern businesses and parking lots, perhaps useful, but not the stuff of memories. Turn right again and proceed to Vine and Oswego Streets. Turn left, then cross Oswego Street. Look to your left at the small park with a cannon in it. Memorial Park, or Lamb Park. The park was originally called Lamb Park after James Lamb, a state salt industry official whose residence faced the park on the lot next to 514 Oswego Street. It's located in the center of the village. Cross Oswego Street at Vine Street. The Lambs were early Liverpool settlers, the first being Handley Lamb, who lived from about 1870 to 1832, who married Polly Danforth, daughter of Liverpool's first settler John Danforth. The cannon was dedicated in 1957 to the veterans of all of our country's wars by Liverpool's American Legion Post 188. A time capsule was buried in this park in 1977 as part of the 1976 U.S. Bicentennial Celebration. Covered by a millstone, it's to remain sealed for 100 years and contains objects from village residents that typify the time. Continue to the corner of 2nd and Vine Streets. Cross 2nd, turn right, then cross Vine Street. Note the house on the corner to your left. 209 2nd Street, Richburg's Tavern. This building dates to about 1860 when German immigrants John Richburg, who lived from 1829 to 1899, and Mary Maurer Richburg from 1833 to 1910, lived at this site. John was a salt boiler who also worked at basket weaving in his later years. Their son George Richburg, who lived from 1854 to 1938, ran a tavern in this building, and the Liverpool Basket Weavers Association met here. George was also an insurance broker and a musician. He played in an orchestra at the inauguration of President Garfield in 1881 and in various village orchestras over the years. Continue one block up 2nd Street to return to Liverpool Public Library. The Liverpool Village Historian's Office and the Liverpool Public Library are dedicated to preserving the history of Liverpool Village and the surrounding areas. The library has a collection of local history DVDs, an online collection of first-person historical interviews, a digital image collection, and other local history materials. Visit the library or our website at lpl.org for more information. Currently, the Village Historian's Office and the library also have a self-guided walking tour of Civil War veterans buried in the Village Cemetery, located off Tulip Street between 5th and 6th Streets. Developed with the Rotary Club, you can pick up the Civil War veterans' gravesites in the Liverpool Cemetery booklet at the library or the historian's office. The Liverpool Village Museum and Historian's Office are located in the Gleason Mansion at 314 2nd Street in the village of Liverpool, New York. The collection includes artifacts, photographs, and information about people, places, and events of Liverpool, New York. Exhibits change periodically. Information resources at the Historian's Office are open to students, family history researchers, and anyone interested in local history. The Historian also gives talks and tours to school classes and organizations. The Liverpool Willow Museum on the lawn of the Gleason Mansion is open on Saturdays and Sundays throughout the summer from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Thank you for participating in the Liverpool Village Walking Tour 2, Oswego Street and Beyond.